Let us join together in prayer. O God, surrounded by and depending upon so many products of man's creativity, we are prone to forget that we are but partners in thy ongoing activity of creating. Remembering that our creating is, as all of life is, a gift of thy creation, we praise and thank thee, our Father. Most of all, we praise and thank thee for revealing thyself to us as a God of grace and truth, for the salvation which we know in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray that thou wouldst reveal thyself anew to us in this hour of worship. Confessing our sin and imperfection before thee, and remembering thy acceptance of us, we pray that we may be more understanding and accepting of others. Remembering thy forgiveness of us, we pray, our Father, that we may be more forgiving of others. Remembering thy love for this world and each person in it, we pray that this day we may care more deeply for our fellow man, whether he be on this campus, in the local community, in another place of work, or on the other side of the earth. May our hands and our feet be swift to move at the impulse of thy love. We pray, Father, for the work of the student body and the entire school. In particular, at the beginning of this year, we ask thy blessing upon our Student Coordinating Council and the leaders of that council. Be with us now, we pray thee, and enable us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Student participation in the leadership of corporate worship at Southeastern Seminary is sought at present primarily in two ways. The first is through the joining together of faculty members and groups of senior students in both the certificate and the master's programs in the joint leadership of worship. And the second way is through the work of the devotional chairman of the Student Coordinating Council, who with another student is a member of the Faculty Chapel Committee. Today is one of the days that we have assigned to the Student Coordinating Council. At the present time, we are without a devotional chairman. One who was elected last spring must be replaced, and that is in process. It seemed to be especially fitting on this day to ask our general chairman, Mr. Joe Coltrane to participate in this service and to lead us in worship, to speak to us. And I'm very happy that he agreed to do this and gladly present him to you at this time.
In 2 Kings chapter 6, we find these words written in verses 1 and 2. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too small for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take there every man a log, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. As I've read these words this morning, and as I've read them in past times, the picture which comes to my mind is one of a great number of theological students gathered together in a community to learn the things of God and to prepare themselves to minister in the name of God under a spirit-filled leader named Elisha. Now for me, this picture has its modern-day parallel right here in our own particular situation at Southeastern Seminary. One of the best signs of the good future for this school is the love which so many students and members of the faculty, members of the administration and alumni have for the school. It's impressed me quite a bit to hear various students say in conversation, I've grown to love Southeastern Seminary. And in speaking of the beauty of the campus, as well as the other helps which have been received by them personally. And to hear these students as they talk about their love for the school, to know that it's something that's coming from deep down inside of them. It is a deep and sincere love for the school. But as we think about our love for the school and our concern for its future, there are certain considerations that we must give. There are certain matters that we must give deep consideration to. And I find one line or one sentence in this passage which I read from 2 Kings chapter 6, which sort of lays a foundation for that consideration that I want us to think of today. And they said to Elisha, Let us go and every man take a log or take a beam. And this sentence to me implies a closeness which these persons who were gathered together under Elisha had toward one another. It says to me in several words, or it gives to me the thought of fellowship. And if I were footnoting these remarks this morning, I'd have to give credit to Dr. Whalen for the insight which he gave to us in one of our classes not long ago with regards to this word fellowship. And that is that fellowship involves several things. First of all, it involves a responsibility. For you and me to have fellowship, it involves your having certain responsibilities toward me and my having certain responsibilities toward you. Every person carrying his part. And this responsibility, which is a part of our love and for this school and our help for the school in the future, this responsibility involves not only what we do here at this present time on this particular campus, but the sort of image which we will give to the school while we are students here, as well as when we go out from the school, not as students, but in various places here and around the world to serve in the name of Christ. the type of ministries we will perform, and the type of image that we will give. This is a part of our responsibility. We must do our part in giving a good image and performing a sound ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. These words that come from this passage which I read, "Let every man take a log," also implies relationships that are meaningful. I think that the faculty-student relationships here at Southeastern Seminary are something to be pleased with and to be thankful for and to be proud of. As general chairman of the Student Coordinating Council, I received letters from two or three of the student body presidents from other of our Southern Baptist seminaries not too long ago. And in one of those letters particularly, I recall that one of the presidents of the student body was raising the questions concerning faculty-student relationships. And he put in parentheses, after he asked these questions, he said, "Our school is not opposed to change." But the questions which he asked were these. First, is your president open to you as student body leaders and as members of the student body? And the second question was, what are you doing at your school regarding student-faculty relationships? What have you been doing, or what have you been allowed to do to enhance these relationships? And I was glad that I was able to reply to him in a positive way with regards to both of these questions, that we do have a president who, though busy as he is and many times is away from the campus, is still open not only to the Student Coordinating Council, but to every student who would take the time to really make an appointment and try to see him in a concerned way. Then I was glad I was able to tell them about the new structure with regards to students on faculty committees. I think that we have here at our school relationships that are meaningful between the faculty and students. And there's another thing which has been very meaningful to me at this level. In many of the classes, it's very easy to get something from the atmosphere. And this is the reason why I personally do not like to have to be out of classes. All of us have to be absent from classes from time to time. But one of the things that I have learned is that although you may get a good copy or a good set of notes from someone who attended the lecture, there's always something in most of the classes that seems to come from the atmosphere of being in the class. Now, I learned that you don't get this sort of, you don't learn Greek by osmosis, but there is something that you're able to gain in a class where a professor is concerned for the welfare of the student, for his spiritual and his mental, as well as his emotional and physical well-being. And so we have these relationships here that I think are extremely great and for which I'm thankful. But there are other relationships other than those between students and faculty that are important. And this, I think, goes back to this thought, every person doing his part, carrying his part of the load. At this seminary, we need to create and maintain a spirit of love and patience and understanding one for the other. And I'm convinced it's on this foundation that we must build while we're students, that our relationships with others after we leave the seminary are going to be built. If we do not learn here to have patience and understanding and love for those of our fellow students, though we sometimes maybe disagree with them, it's doubtful that we will have good relationships in the area of love, patience, and understanding for those with whom we serve after we leave the seminary. And that leads me to say that we need also to begin to think about our relationships with other servants of God in and out of seminary. Another one of my professors made this statement several years ago, my first year here, and it stuck with me. Dr. Eden said in his systematic theology class, we were talking about various labels that people put on other people. He said, labels go good on cans, but not on people. And I think that this is, to me, a meaningful statement, because when we begin to label people, we usually label them in a fashion that is derogatory or expresses our resentment toward them. Several months ago, in the association that I serve in, there was a countywide and area-wide evangelistic crusade that was conducted, and our association sponsored it. And it was with the thrust of the idea of the crusade of the Americas. But I couldn't help but notice some of the inconsistencies that existed in this effort. First of all, we talked a great deal about the crusade of the Americas. We talked a great deal about trying to involve other evangelical groups in our area. But in the basic laying of the foundation for this crusade, there were not invited any of the other representatives of the evangelical organizations in our area. We talk about our love for other races as white people or black people. But I wonder sometime how inconsistent we are when we do not even yet know how to love those of our own color. I wonder sometimes when we talk as members of the Baptist World Alliance, and as we talk in terms of the ecumenical movement, I wonder how inconsistent we are when we do not even really and seriously find patience and love and understanding in our heart for those who are Baptist in our own area who do not happen to believe just like we do. Or we cannot find fellowship with other Christians because they happen to be of another denomination, or maybe even another shade of our own particular denomination. Relationships that are meaningful. Every person doing his part. And this goes beyond denominational lines. And I say again that this love, patience, and understanding which we will carry out into the world into which we go to serve after we leave the seminary, doubtless will be begun here at seminary. I'm convinced that there is no need for jealousy among ministers. Many people are shocked to find that there is jealousy among ministers. But I have become convinced over a number of years that all persons are not going to be good preachers, or all persons are not going to be good pastors necessarily, or good administrators. I heard one man who said that some preachers had the hoof and mouth disease. They couldn't preach and they wouldn't visit. And this caused them a lot of problems. But I realize that every one of us is not going to be able to do as well as someone else, possibly, a particular area of the ministry. But we all need each other. And we ought to supplement the ministries of each other. And in the calling of the ministry, it seems to me that God, if at any other place in all of the world, God calls us to use our individuality in a way that will glorify Him. And thus, we do not really have to worry about overlapping each other. And thus, we do not have to be concerned and be jealous over each other, but to realize that in our individuality and in our individual calling, that we are servants of God, who with love and understanding and patience for each other supplement the work of each other to the glory and the ongoing of God and His kingdom. Will you bow with me in prayer? We thank Thee, our Father, that Thou hast called us as Thy servants, and that Thou hast given us the privilege of working together, sharing responsibilities, and forming meaningful relationships. Grant that we might not fail Thee nor each other, but that we might honor Thee in fulfilling all of the responsibilities of the Christian fellowship here at this seminary and in all of our life. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord.